Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Saturday, the beginning of hopefully the summer, Memorial Day weekend. The grass is getting greener. Soon to turn, well, that straw color. And that green to transition to straw indicates that the grass is not getting enough water and nutrient. Same things going on in your body. And that's what today's show is about. If you've got Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, senility, cancer, anything, today I want to get into a basic physiological mechanism that you, the layperson, need to understand, especially if you're into natural healing. That aside, you need to understand it anyway, because we're all in some stage of, well, the grass is turning yellow. And after 60, that process accelerates. The normal biological mechanism, unknown to you, until today perhaps, the normal biological mechanism, as that green grass starts to turn yellow, has a built-in system to make that yellowing cell commit suicide. It gets rid of it. That process is called apoptosis. Yeah, we're going to get technical today. And in the second half of the show that I'll post in about an hour, we're really going to get technical. But you know me. I break it down for you and make it nice and simple. And that's another one of my main contentions and the reason I do this show. To me, science is a lot easier than you think. It's just that, well, unfortunately, most of the time you learn science, it's shrouded in technical language that's really a lot of nonsense or a lot of camouflage for good common sense. And that's unfortunate because lots of people don't get into the science of natural healing because they think it's too complicated. And unfortunately, and this is another point of the show, we've reduced that to simplistic versions that don't work too often. You know, the Cliff Note version. The show's not the Cliff Note version. So let's take a more complicated topic today, apoptosis. If you can, get on the website. If you're not there already, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with two T's. If not, after the show or whenever you can, get on the website. I've got 366 shows on the archive. Study them like many, including the doctors. Study the shows. All right. Apoptosis. If you're sitting there getting to that phase where you think you're breaking down, you may be breaking down. And that means inside, those cells are turning yellow from green. Apoptosis is the term given to the process in which the cell, brain cell, say, let's talk brain cell. But this is heart cell, kidney cell. Every day, 70 to 150 billion cells are renewed after they kill themselves. There are gross mass suicides occurring in your body every single microsecond, all for the health of the cell, health of the body. So essentially, an organ, which is a collection of cells, scans itself internally. It scans itself. It looks at itself. We call this the molecular intelligence of the cell, and there's all sorts of chemicals I'm leaving out, but really anyone that really appreciates the symphony of it ends up in God's territory. Shame on me for saying that, my fellow Christians, right? Can't say that in science. Scientists contend there is no God in the cell. They may go to Mass on Sunday or sermon, But on the side, back at the job, science, spirit, and the cell, the biology, the chemistry of the body, they have nothing to do with each other. How asinine is that? How completely asinine? All right, I won't get on a rant. I'll save that for the second half. So there's a process called apoptosis where the cell scans itself internally, and as it goes from the green, fertile piece of grass to the yellow one, something goes off inside the cell. Some molecular intelligence initiates a cascade, and that cell is destroyed. It's not good enough to be with the other cells. It's deficient. It's the ugly cell. It's the stupid cell. It's the incompetent cell. And so the other cells, well, I shouldn't say the other cells. I should simply say, out of generosity of spirit, that cell disintegrates. Really, it's a cascade of chemicals that eat the cell, and then the macrophages move in and eat the cell that's already been self-destroyed. That's the process that we call apoptosis. Now, apoptosis is regulated in the body. This we'll say for the second half of the show. It has to be regulated, right? Because if there's not enough of it, if there's too little of it, you want to know something? That initiates your cancers. Inhibition of apoptosis, which lots of carcinogens accomplish, inhibition of apoptosis leaves a lot of cells that should have just wasted themselves. It leaves a lot of those cells around. It leaves them alive. And some other mechanism looks at that. Some other scanning system says, you know what? There's too much straw-colored grass on the mountainside, and if they're not going to kill themselves, let's malignantize them. Let's turn them into rapidly reproducing monsters. And that's what we call malignancy. Apoptosis has to be regulated, and if it's inhibited, we got problems. Now, the other part, and this is why today's show is titled Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Brain Damage, Why You Must Understand Apoptosis. The flip side of that is if apoptosis goes crazy, meaning something scans that graying green, that graining, yellowing, straw-colored grass, initiating a cascade of mass suicide, sometimes that process runs amok. And the apoptotic sequence extends itself with violence and high intensity. And that's when we deal with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, brain damages of different sorts, Huntington's diseases, all sorts even of neurodegenerative diseases that we don't normally talk about because they're not common. But put Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, perhaps dementia, on the top of that list. So apoptosis is kind of on a seesaw. Too little, you get malignancy. Too much, you get these neurodegenerative conditions. I want to focus on the neurodegenerative today. Why? Here's what goes crazy, and I'll make that analogy to the side of the mountainside. You know, you take the 405 there into the West LA area, and on either side are these big, tall mountains, which in a few months are going to be yellow. Now they're green. We had enough rain. So as the summer goes and we start seeing signs on the freeway about drought, thank you, the state of California, who can't find a dime to build reservoirs to catch the rainfall. But that's another subject. As that green grass starts turning yellow, if an apoptotic process begins that goes crazy, then all the grass will end up dead. Even grass that shouldn't. Grass that might have lived and not died. Grass that could have, well, been yellow back to green. Grass that wasn't ready, that was functional enough, commits suicide also. And this is when apoptosis goes way in the other direction. Mass cellular suicide beyond what's appropriate for the cell or the organ. When you have Alzheimer's, when you have Parkinson's, anyone known anyone with Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, right? It comes on sometimes like Parkinson's. It'll come on gradually. You know, I had it about 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. And then one day you look at that person, God bless them. You look at that person and they're gone. End of game. Alzheimer's the same way. Grandpa starts thinking twice before he can remember who he's looking at. Grandpa's had a couple of occasions. We call them senior moments. We don't want to get insulting. We want to be gentle, politically correct, all those things. Grandpa can't find his keys. Grandpa looked at Grandma the other day and couldn't quite get her name out fast enough. But it only happened once a year for 2 to 3 years. That's the beginning. Then it gets a little crazier. That's when people start to talk. That's when you might get scanned. That's when the Neuro Club might look inside your brain with pictures of sorts or whatever and say, you know, well, kind of, but not really. By the time it gets there, you'll be dead. So, you know, you're old. What do you want? Right. That's the way it actually goes until it takes off. The point at which it takes off is the point at which people looking at you, your loved ones, your wife, husband, whatever, start seeing real disability. Maybe Grandpa shouldn't drive anymore. Yeah, he can see. He can function. He's got motor skills, but in the middle of the freeway, he doesn't know where he is. Okay, he's a danger. Let's not have him drive anymore. These are terrible cascades. And I kid you not, avoidable. Take this show into your soul. And understand, as Schauberger, Victor Schauberger, look up the name, Victor Schauberger, genius. Genius beyond genius. Scientist of nature. He was actually a forester back in the Austro-Hungarian days. So you're talking the late 1800s, early 1900s. Wrote a ton of books. Victor Schauberger. Look him up. He said the mistake of science is that they don't study the natural mechanism and then try to facilitate the natural mechanism. In other words, Schauberger was saying what we ought to be doing when we're studying apoptosis, defective apoptotic processes, hyperapoptotic, hypoapoptotic, is studying the natural mechanism, and then just before it breaks down or when it does, support the body's natural solutions. Yeah, that means take some supplements. No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean take some supplements. It means understand what the heck I'm talking about. Because if you take that in, like Schauberger did, look him up. Let him do the talking for me and tons of others. If you really get the natural mechanism and understand it deeply, and yes, you can do it. I don't care what you do for a living. It's worth studying, and you can. If you really take it into yourself, you'll know you can stop these mechanisms. You don't have to get sick. You don't have to stay sick. Now, if it's too late, well, it's never too late, right? But man, is an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. If you're starting to have senior moments and too many, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, don't wait for some neurologist to tell you MRI, CT scan, what, that you've now got a bona fide disease. Don't wait for that. Pick up the little signs. That's why my regular audience knows I'm always ranting about listen to your body. Develop that relationship. If you're 60 years old and you can't follow the directions anymore, you're on your way. If you're 70 and you're having too many senior moments, you're on the way. Neurodegenerative conditions.